Simon Shin Ches. We did Sif Yud Ches. We didn't not the Mishabur yet. So Mishabur Ayin Zikat Ayin Hey. So the case was of a kites of a thorn, which is Munich Pshus Rabin. That's what we're talking about. Mugan Ram. If a kites Godol Asul Tatali. If it's a large item, you cannot move it. The menachal yachal yizor b'menor shall use a timashin near the cup. People could be careful. They only had to move it if it's small, so people would not notice it. And therefore, there's many people which potentially will hurt themselves on it without because they didn't notice it. But if it's so large, everybody would notice it, so then there's no reason to move it. That's the rivash. Ryan Magan Ram Sheikh Chalov. So he suggests do it through tiltum min hatzad, which even though it's large and it's visible, there is an argument that maybe it is mutter to move it. So if you do tiltum min hatzad, that's sufficient. So you're allowed to move it, Rishon Zerah, Mipochus Pochus Medalat Amos. You're allowed to get it out of the way, but to move it out of the way, you need to move it more than Dalat Amos. You'd have to do it and do that in two stages. Actually, you saw Kedal Tzidah Rishon Zerah, until you get it to the side, Mokham Shein Bosh Zerah, where people don't walk there. Then you have no more head to move it anymore. Mashem Mokham Ram, the Dafke, Im Lechoya, the Kedal Kutum Rishon Yerav Shabbos. It only happened on Shabbos. That's why you allowed to move it. You the Salkam every Shabbos. So my grandma says, you know, you should have taken care, of it before Shabbos. Why should we be matan to you on Shabbos? Ali Rabbi Chalikalal. I feel like Munaf Shalom Erev Shabbos Mutal Litl B'Shabbos. So the hetter here to move it is to protect the Rabbin. So yes, you were negligent. You should have moved it before Shabbos. But in regards to the Rabbins, let's say the argument. Therefore, the Rabbins should hurt themselves because you were negligent. Of course, you should move it. You know what? So you were negligent, so we have to give you find a different way to punish you. But in regards to this, as he says, that even though it was there from before Shabbos, and you could have and should have moved it before Shabbos, but since if you didn't, it's potentially going to hurt somebody, it's mut. Welcome to Zekel the Rabbim. In the Karmas, you can move it directly without you don't need the pachas from Dalat Amos. And the hetter is because of Hesek the Rabbim. The Yisrael Leib said, "Vav Hagod Im Yesh Shirei Zuchukis." The bias was the Salkar Lefanoise. To remata to move pieces of glass in the house. Av Hishtam Bais Ein Motzi by Rabbim. Kolkach. It's not so many people there. So the answer is Zak the Mishabura, over there the only issue was Isser of Muksa. So Muksa is a more kulik Isser. So that they're matter Muksa because of the problem of the hezek even of a few people in the house. Shom Rakek Isser Muksa, but it's the Dalarans of Carmelis. But these are more stringent Isser. These are Isser which are directly connected to Malacha. Because Al Asher is a protective getter to a malacha, those are considered more chomer. So we're not going to be matter it if it's just for a few people. We're only going to matter it if it's for the Tzarech HaRabim.
He seems to be saying that carrying less than Dalat Amos Pishus HaRabim is Asher, that Pachas. It's a lower Iser, but does he really mean that?
The loch is Pachas with Dalat Amos.
Right, but he's just saying Pachas with Dalat Amos. As if even just moving it, or am I being over in the bag here?
No, he means the case
of the puzzle. Yeah.
Okay.
What was Nigzer? So you shouldn't do what, Malacha?
Tilted
Rishit. To do accepted.
Muksa is a much more lenient type of Isidra Rabbanan than these Malach, which are cases of Malachas Rabbanan. They ask for certain actions because you might come to the door of the rice. Mux is much further away in the sense of a chashash. Okay. Sef Yotes. Sulam Shel Aliyah. So there are going to be two types of ladders. The more says there are two types of ladders. One which is they would go up into the roof with it, and they use it for once they're up on the roof. The reason they would go up on the roof was to retar the roof, because they had flat roofs and water would gather there and would leak in, as opposed to a slanted roof, the water just runs off, or not just, but it's easier for the water to run off. So they have the sulam, its function was always in conjunction with doing this act of adding on tar to the roof, which is also, so the there's a maris ayim, we see a person moving this ladder, we say latiach gaga hutzar, he's doing it to put tit on his roof. And there are smaller ladders which are used inside the bayis, which are used for other purposes. So that's not this halacha. This is not halacha sulam shel aliyah. Shugadol vasateif lagaga. Its primary use was to put on this tar on the roof, or the tit on the roof. So also the talit, you can't move it, and the reason you can't move it is because of this. There's a maris ayin. There's people who think that he's moving it in order to do some stuff on his roof, which is also. Case where the sulam is used to go up and down to the dovecote, so that's there's no malach involved in that. That's not kishmat alisur. It's a valid purpose and function. So that, and it's smaller. It's shaped differently. People, it's nikkur. This is not sulam shel aliyah. It's clear that to people this is a different type of sulam. So then the law is mutli tosim makom makom. You avolay chelam makom shav l'shav kadesh l'yasek kederach shoyis b'chol b'yabalotzu. We don't want him getting totally involved in this because we're afraid he might try and trap some of the birds and stuff like that. So we're going to make a hecker. So he's allowed to move it, but he can't move it from one dovecote to the other. But within the dovecote itself, he needs to move it to different the north side, the south side, etc. That's mutli. Shugadol. Is Brian Kess. Oh, so Lama Shabbai, you should assume it's out of me, Zobis is Zobis. The Sarah Hesha Tash, which you have ladders inside the house, you move around inside the house for different purposes. Well, you also remember the Tiach Gagu, there's no Xera, Maris Ayan, that you're moving it in order to put something on the roof, to tar the roof, which is a Malacha. So there's no such, people are not going to say that. No shaykh is one to the other. This is inside the house, that's outside the house. This is smaller, that's larger, whatever it is. People will not confuse the two. But to the Tataloi, Kelahoitzi, Ayada Ezadabri Minalia, or Laloisi, I need to kick something up or down from the second floor. I can use this ladder. I come on and say, Tafu Kufir Ches, Mitasha Kosta, Tafili, Masulam, Hugalu, Kamke Mutta. Even it's very large, it's Mutta. Okay. Gago. So the Mishabura, just an understanding of the Tzias, Kshagago saying, Einon Mishapoyim, their roofs were flat, they weren't slanted. So you need to cover them with this clay tower type of thing, which created like a bump in the middle, so it'll have a slant and the water would run off. So. But if it was, does it go in? It's also the tatal. Yeah, but we're going to feel the asaram. I'm going to feel the tzara kufa. So makarim is also. So not only is it also the tatal, for the mikam alitzel. So it's the equivalent of lisa mklisha matal yisur. It's even more karma than klisha matal yisur because even tzara kufa makarim is going to be also.
What's this?
This. This sulam, which is to be moved, the hatir, the tir gago.
Sulam shalaliyah.
Sulam shalaliyah. So it comes out, we're saying, according to the Rambam, that it, since it's made for the purpose of being mishtamish with the, in the bayis and being mitiach the gag, so the sulam does not get a din of a kli either. So now it's also the sarakubah is also, because it's not a kli. I don't understand the words. I mean, yes, the purpose of the ladder is to go up to the roof, and the purpose of the roof is to do something which is mechubar l'karka, but the ladder is a freestanding thing. Why shouldn't it be a kli?
But the Rambam says it's not a kli? Is that what it is?
The Rambam says it's not a kli.
It's not a kli, huh? It's not the reason we said before, that it's a chashad, that people are going to think you're doing the other thing?
Correct.
But that's not a din muksa b'chol, I'm saying.
No, which one?
If the reason it's also is because of chashad, then
it's not done the muksa.
Right, then I understand why it's not mutlu sarakhu from makomo. Not because of muksa, because of the chashad.
The Rambam says the other way around. The Rambam
says it actually.
The Rambam says it's not a kli.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I got this shiloh this week. I mean, no, somebody got the shiloh and they came and asked me this shiloh this week. Now, I don't remember the hekatims of why the person needed to get something from their attic. They wanted to take the ladder from the garage, which was that it was a large ladder which they would use to go up on the roof. They wanted to take the ladder to get something on the outside of the house. I said that's Sulam Shalaliyah. The person goes up on the roof. He wasn't Hatir Gagar, but you know, he'll go up on the roof because they want to fix something. They want to take care of something usually, so that the gzeirah still applies. So the ladder is muksa. Can't move it. What was the case? I don't remember the case. But that was you know. So Baruch Hashem, the person who asked the shalom says, "Is this like the case of Sif Yates and Simon Shinches?" I said, "Yeah, look at that. It's impressive, right?" Okay, let's do one more over here. Chaf, Chirius Sheldekel. So this is the branches of your palm tree. You cut them off of the palm tree to use them for firewood. So muksim heim, basa l'taltalam. So they're muksa, they're armed for the purpose of using them as firewood, so they're muksa. And there's nisa taltal. Let's say, yoshev aleihem ma'at b'vanyan. If a person uses them to sit on, they also have the leaves and there's something to sit on, so they can use it to make a seat. So then, if you did that for Shabbos, mutar leishev aleihem b'Shabbos. Kol shekein k'shorim leishev aleihem. If you went and tied them together to make them into a bundle to sit on, or choshev aleihem b'vayom leishev aleihem afilu b'chol. If before Shabbos you said, "I'm going to use this not just for Shabbos, but for the weekdays as well, something to sit on," so just the intent is enough to give it a din of making an amuksa. Doing a ma'aseh is definitely not enough to make it not considered a muksa. And we're saying over here that if a person sat on them before Shabbos, he could sit on it as well. Because he actually, so we have actually using it, doing a ma'aseh to make it ready for using it, or making a decision to use it. So we give us three options.
Doing a ma'aseh is enough to make it ma'aseh.
That is true. But we have three different options how to make it not muksa. Any one of them is enough. You don't need all three. You need any one of them. Okay?
But doesn't Machsheva have to be permanent?
Right. So the case of Machsheva says you plan to use it not just for Shabbos, but continuing into the week. Right? Yeah.
Why sefer b'chamah?
So the mishnah brings sefer on the sefer pay aleph. Now, the case over here was the person intentionally cut them off for the purpose of using them for firewood. So, what if the person cut it off? Stop. Betzim is just wood, so we should work it. Betzim is wood. We have no designation what it is, so you need to do one of these things to make a mutter. Why do you have to make it? He started out with hiptaf was cut to the sefer. It was a mashma, the stomach of asiri. Takes it off stam, it's not also. That means, apparently, their usage of wood, these are all possibilities to the point that meaning stam is not also. But for us, it would be, because our primary usage of these things is always for firewood. Isa b'shas. You know what? I want to run through this. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up the shipper around there tomorrow. Okay.